It's very nearly back to me now. What are you doing, reacting the time when you fell over? What are all these things on the table? What are they?
Trays.
Are they your jellies, your new sandals?
Yes. And then the wellies.
And your wellies?
Wellies.
I can hear a bit of a squeak. Is it the air in your jeans? Yes, it is. That's it. That's the... The button just fell off Mummy's dress, didn't it?
Oh, it is. Mine!
Mummy's dress got caught on the door and the button's flown off. Are you going to sit here and have a look at these shoes?
Shoes.
All these different shoes.
And a chair of mine. A chair of a big bag.
Don't throw them, please.
It's the best.
Thomas? So what have you done that?
Yellow.
It's a yellow piece of paper and a blue crayon. That's your Wellington. I'm going to go around it. No, don't move. Don't move. Just you watch what's happening.
Annie.
You sit and watch. Get a bit closer.
Yes.
And what colour's your Wellington?
Blue.
Blue. And what's on the side of the Wellington? No, Thomas, don't pick it up. Just wait.
Blue.
What's the picture on the side of the Wellington? Who's that? It's on the Wellington. I think it's the Teletubbies.
Again!
Look, that's the footprint. We just draw around the sole of the Wellington. Now let's put the Wellington that way. And we'll draw round it this way, shall we? Now who can you see on the Wellington? Who's that?
Yeah! Dipsy!
Dipsy! And
Lola.
Lola. And
Bell.
And
Winky.
Tinky Winky.
Yes.
And there's the sun. Yes. And it says Teletubbies. Now look, we've drawn around it. And that's Thomas in Wellington. Thomas in Wellington.
On a bunch of juice.
Reminded you about going in the garden.
Run.
Now, what do you call your Wellingtons? Wellies?
Wellies.
So, would you like to go and get your jellies, your jelly sandals off the sofa?
Yes.
And you've just thrown them on the sofa, haven't you?
Yes.
We don't want them there, do we?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Now, what are these called?
Jellies.
These are little blue plastics.
Jellies.
Oh, you're singing jelly on the plate because we were singing that the other day. I can't think what we were doing. And what colour are your jellies?
Jellies.
What colour are they?
Jellies.
Are they blue?
Blue.
Blue plastic jellies. Look, that's Thomas's right foot. And shall we draw around
this one?
Little
lilies. When we went to Beehive on Friday, somebody gave you a jelly tot, didn't they?
Jelly tot.
A jelly tot. Well, jellies, the little sandals. You don't wear socks when you're wearing those, do you? You just wear jellies.
Because
you've got a sandpit now, haven't you?
Yes.
But can you see? That's clear, isn't it? You can see straight through that.
Yes.
If we put this pencil in the welly, you can't see it, can we?
No.
But if you put the pencil inside the sandal, can you see it?
Yes.
You can see it quite clearly. So, shall we write on there?
Well, it is now.
Thomas is. Thomas is blue jelly sandals. Well, be careful though. You're not to have it yet. Blue jelly sandals.
Size
8. Yellow willies. Yellow willies, yes. It's a green piece of paper that we've drawn around the jellies on. And what's the date today? The 11th?
No, the blue one.
Is it the 11th of July? And the willies. We'll put TH for Thomas Henry. Thomas Henry's. What size does it say the willies are?
It says
the willies are a size 8. What else have we got to draw around?
We've
got some red shoes.
Red shoes.
What are red shoes called? Are red shoes called slippers?
Yes.
Where's the other slipper? That's right, you put your slippers on when you're going to bed or when you've just got up. So shall we draw around the slippers?
Mind the juice.
Oh, these are your red slippers. The red slippers have Pooh Bear on them, don't they? The Wellingtons have So we'll write Thomas's
willies go.
Where's the willies gone when you throw them down by the back of it? Thomas is red and we'll put in brackets Poe because that's what you call red slippers.
Plane.
And we'll put, yeah, plane, you can hear a pair, plane. Pooh Bear. Slippers. You also call them Poe shoes, don't you?
Oh, so me!
Oh, so me, that poor me. And they say 25. No, I think 25. Oh, it maybe isn't as big as the Wellingtons, because the Wellingtons say 26. Looks the same. Anyway, and that's the 11th of July. 1999. That's today, it's Sunday. Shall we draw around Mummy's shoes? Mummy's got some full mules on, they're like sandals, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're flippy floppy and they can always be careful, Thomas. Be careful, you know. Be careful. Are you kissing the back of my neck? Oh, that's nice. Right. Whose shoes are these?
Minnie's
shoes. So shall we write? Oh, we can draw one of each. Yeah, cool. If we put them that way around. One of each.
One of each.
They're behind the rocking chair, Thomas. Oh, a big truck coming. Is there a big truck coming?
Nope. A dicky. Mixing around and around.
A mixer going around and around. Right, these are Lin's shoes. Lin's. Well, we'll put wheels, shall we? And they're a size 5, aren't they? They're behind the chair, Thomas. Behind the rocking chair. Who else's shoes can you see?
Oh, we see our dad.
Are they daddy's shoes?
Yes.
Shall we have one of daddy's shoes and we can draw around? That's an empty carry bag, but behind the rocking chair on the floor, can you see Daddy's shoes?
Yes.
Would you like to bring one of Daddy's shoes to me, please?
Yes.
All right. Oh, that kind of big shoes, aren't they? Look at that. They only just got on. Shall we draw around Daddy's shoes?
Yes.
We'll have to put it on the slant.
And a big shoe.
They're all big shoes, aren't they? Shall we tell them they're smelly shoes, or shall we tell them that they smell nice? What do you think?
Bee!
Oh, right, I'll tell him. Right, that's Daddy's big shoe. Daddy's big black shoe. And shall we write boo?
Boo!
Boo! Because that's what Thomas said. Daddy's big black shoe. Boo! Oh, it's a size. What size is that? The big size, isn't it? This is big as Mummy's, look.
More Daddy.
More Daddy. Oh, more Daddy's smelly shoe. Shall we go around this one, this way? Can you see Daddy's shoes have shoe now? Your sandals, your jellies, have a little buckle. Your slippers have some Velcro to keep them fastened. And your Wellingtons, you just slip on, you don't have anything on the Wellingtons. And Mummy doesn't have anything on her shoes, does she?
Daddy.
And Daddy's shoes have laces on.
Yes. Lillian.
Will you come back, please? Are you crawling?
Yes.
Right, would you like to do some drawing? What kind of paper would you like? Yellow?
Yes.
Yes, please. No, just be gentle, Thomas. Be gentle. Okay, you sit there and you draw Mummy some shoes.
Really?
That. Yeah. Oh, very nice. What sort of shoes do you think Po wears?
Lola!
Lola, should we draw around Lola's foot?
Lily!
You hold Lola. You hold Lola. Nice and still. And I'll draw around Lola's foot.
Yes.
Lola's foot has little bubbles on the bottom, doesn't it?
And then?
That's Lola's foot.
And then?
Yes. Where have we been this morning?
Two chairs!
New chair?
Oh! Judah!
Nanite, Lily! Oh, Nanite, you going for a lie down?
Yes.
Where have we been this morning, Thomas?
The seaside.
The seaside? No, we've been to church.
What Bing bong!
That's right, I was just about to say, what does the church clock say?
Bing bong!
Bing bong! And we didn't see Jo today, did we?
No.
She wasn't there.
Seesaws.
Were you thinking about Friday? Right? No, I was meaning we haven't seen Jo this morning at church.
Lily?
Yes.
But
I think you must be thinking thinking about when we saw Joe on Friday, because you just said something that sounded like Baba Black Sheep. But no. Joe doesn't come to the music class, so I don't know what you're saying. Do you want to sit on his knee when we put these lovely sandals on?
No!
Yes! Oh, look! Should we put his foot in there? You can't walk around with nothing on your foot. That's the wrong one, darling. That one's for that foot. Put it on that one for that foot. That's it. Oh, it's clever. Shall we put it on? You lovely. You are a giggler. A little giggler. Oh, they're beautiful shoes. Where are you with your shoes on? Where are you with your shoes on? No, no shoes on. Well, Thomas, there's no need to bang your head on the floor. That's silly. But you do need shoes on, don't you, later on? Are you hiding?
James! A change! More poo!
More poo?
More change?
You want changing again? Is that what you're telling me? I don't think you do want changing again, do you really? What I think we will do, Thomas, is have lunch. Because if we have lunch now, then when Daddy comes home, we can go out, can't we?
A new chair.
You want to sit in your new chair?
Yeah.
Right, okay then. Let's just move all these things. It's like a bit of strawberry, doesn't it? Are you ready for something to eat? We've had quite a busy morning, haven't we?
Yes. Piece of apple.
Piece of apple. You're sitting in your chair, don't we? Whoops-a-daisy. You sit in your new chair, please. What would you like for lunch?
A chop-chop, please.
Chop-chop, please? No, I don't think so, please. I don't think so, do you? Not really. The house looks a bit messy this morning, doesn't it? Got quite a lot of tidying up to do later on. We went out straight after breakfast, didn't we, this morning?
Mum!
We've not had time to tidy.
Beba! Beba!
Are you putting Mummy's washing basket on your head and saying Beba, Beba?
No!
Does it remind you of a helmet? It isn't really, is it?
Night,
Thomas. More chop chop. It's not tea time, it's lunch time. Right, would you like to sit in your chair? I'll open some beans.
Beans! A mocha! A chicken!
It's alright, but you sit in your chair first, please, in your new chair.
New chair,
do the straps, please. No, I'm in the chair. Well, I'll do the straps, but you sit in the
chair, please. Yes. I've
got a key. Yes, because you've just travelled on your train, and that's when I was trying to put some shoes on.
Okay.
That's what happens. Isn't it? swipe the table. There we are.
And linens. Linen straps.
Linen straps. You want Linen to do the strap, do you?
Linen?
You used to insist on doing it yourself.
But. There
we are.
And beans. There.
Baked beans.
Black beans.
Baked beans.
A moose.
There you are, some crisps left from yesterday. If you want to just finish those while you're waiting.
Look, there's some
beans.
Moose.
Put a bib on, don't we? Put a bib on.
Beans.
Baked beans. You like baked beans, don't you? Here's some bread. Sure, what's happened to the bread knife? Oops, a daisy. Would you like bread or toast, Thomas?
Juice bread. It's yum.
Well, they're not with jam, they're just going to be beans. It's to go with the baked beans, Thomas.
Bread, please.
Just bread?
Yes. The big bread.
The big bread.
See the bread?
Slicing very easily, isn't it? There we are, what do you say?
Yes, please.
Would you like some cheese?
Yes, a jam, please.
A jam? Well, how about I cut that slice of bread in half and you have one? Piece for your beans.
One piece.
And I'll put some jam on the other piece and you can have it after you finish your beans. Does that sound like a good idea? Would you like something to drink?
A big juice.
A big juice, please.
Yes.
All right, I'll have to see what we can do.
What's this, please? Cheese, please.
Yes, I'll get you some cheese. You have beans now, and then we'll have something else at tea time.
Oh, is it? Cheese.
Cheese. Just a second. No, that's just the end. This is going to get hard. I'll give you this piece. It'll taste nice because it won't be quite so hard. hard at the edge, won't it?
It's hard.
It's hard. Now, should we cut it up into pieces?
Pieces.
There you are.
Pieces.
Watch your fingers with that sharp knife.
Yes.
How's that?
Cheese.
Put the cheese away in a blue cheese box. Just fits in, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh dear, and you dropped to shut it. Hello?
A bitch.
Oh yeah, I promised you some jam on that other piece, didn't I?
Can we use enough beans? Beans.
Is that enough beans?
Yes.
There you are.
Hello.
And then we'll have some beans as well. Nice day, isn't it? Would you like some chips? I'm sorry, I forgot to bring the chips. What happened to your beaker, Thomas?
Oh, the big juice.
The big juice has gone to sleep?
Yes.
Oh. Do you know where it's gone to sleep?
Yes.
Are you going to tell me?
No.
Where's it gone to sleep, darling? Where's the big juice gone to sleep?
Oh, yellow juice.
Where is the yellow juice, darling?
Oh, look at this.
I don't know what you're telling me. I'll tell you what, we've got a clean beaker here. Shall I put some water into that? And you can just have water today. Does that sound nice?
Like.
We'll have water out in the orange juice. Oh, the beaker's always kept full of air. There you are. Don't forget to eat beans.
It'll
Linen's having a sip of your water. Is that all right? Linen's drinking your water. It's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
This is bad. Well, we usually have lunch on the new chair outside, but We'll just stay in today. For change. We'll stay in.
No, it's a cheese.
No. After lunch, would you like to go outside and play?
Yes. No, brush the cheese.
No, you mustn't brush the cheese.
No, I brush the cheese. You think you're going to have a sleep after lunch today? And chip shops!
Chip shops? You had quite a busy morning, haven't you? Been kind of a crush at church.
What's a church?
You're stacking up the chairs, aren't you? You're playing with the beanbags.
A big truck coming!
Is there a big truck coming? Where?
A truck!
Mine a big. I can't see a truck coming. Most people have an imaginary friend, you've got an imaginary truck. Oh dear, has it rolled away?
Yes.
Doesn't matter though, because the lid's on it. It hasn't spilled, has it?
No. Here's the beans.
Are the beans nice? Mmm. Seem to be enjoying them.
What the? What?
No, you're eating beans with a spoon. It's easier than using a fork, isn't it? No fork, it's a spoon. Who's on the end of the spoon?
Big bear.
It's a big bear. Which big bear is it?
No big bear.
It's a big bear. Is it Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Pooh bear.
Pooh bear.
Well, be careful, don't put the spoon too far back into your mouth. That's silly, isn't it?
Mmm.
Silly Billy.
Silly?
Oh, Thomas, don't be silly. You're not having any sweets?
No. The chocolates.
No.
The chocolate daddy.
You've got that to eat.
The banana to eat.
You've still got some bread to eat and some cheese.
The chocolate, yeah.
No.
chucks. They never
I haven't got any chocolate in the cupboard. Well, you're saying, wow, we're looking at the cupboard, but I haven't got any chocolate in the cupboard. Well, the thing is, Thomas, we're trying to stock sweets and all this fruit juice, aren't we? And plenty of nice things to eat. Babby, do you think the train driver would like some beans? I think he would like. Yummy. Yummy. That's yummy, he said. Well, if you're just wanting chocolate to put in the back of the train, why don't you put some crisps or those pieces of cheese in that?
Yes.
That's better, isn't it? Should I put the cheese in the back, look? Feel better for banging your head on the table, Thomas, because you just look silly. Well, I was going to let you play outside, I think, but you're not going out now. If you can't sit and have a meal without insisting on chocolate, then it's a poor do. You don't need chocolate. You've got plenty of other things to eat. Now, might think about giving you some chocolate.
Yes.
As a treat for being a good boy, if you have been a good boy.
Yes.
But you're not being a good boy at the moment because you're throwing things on the floor.
Did you do some work? Yes. Yes.
Thomas, if you have chocolate, it will be because you've been a good boy.
Yes.
But you haven't been a good boy so far, have you? There is no chocolate.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message.
I know, we'll let the answer machine take that message.
Yes!
Shall we? Who do you think that was? Who do you think it was? You're going to talk to them, whoever it was.
What's happening?
What's going on?
A ketchup, please.
Thomas, why don't you eat some more of this first? You never used to want chocolate. Used to be quite happy with other things. Are you biting your finger? It will hurt, won't it? Are the wheels going around and around on the train? No, don't put it on the cheese, does it?
Ellen?
Well, that's not nice, is it?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to eat it? Ooh, lovely.
Ma!
Ma, there's some more cheese there. That's right, you eat that. Do you think the horse would like some chilies?
Yes,
please. Mummy's dropped her bread.
Mummy's bread. Linen. No, toasted bread. Cheese.
Does the cheese taste better when it's been on the train?
Yes.
Good.
And then? Oh! And the sauce! Cheese.
You're concentrating on loading the trailer up with the cheese.
And then the cheese.
Oh, that's a good boy.
A baby cheese.
A baby cheese, that's just a very small piece of cheese, isn't it?
What's the cheese? A cheese is a big baby.
I can see one more piece of cheese in the trailer. It's a good job the Lego doesn't break, isn't it?
No. The juice, though. The juice.
Where's the juice? It's here.
Cheese.
No, cheese, sorry, I thought you were asking where the juice was. Just find a container to put these baked beans into. There we are.
Are they green?
The rest of the beans that we're not eating.
Are they green?
What is spoon? Did I drop a spoon? There we are. We'll take them out of the can. And put them into that plastic container and pop the lid on. And then they can go in the fridge and we might have them again tomorrow. You don't want them later today, do we? Because we've got something else at tea time. After lunch, I think we're going to go to Joe Lewis, aren't we, in Marks and Spencer's?
Yes.
We usually go in for a cup of tea, don't we, in Marks and Spencer's?
Hello?
You can have a drink of milk. Look at these beans, they're coming on the choo-choo spoon. Choo-choo. They're for Thomas. Special delivery. Oh! Do you not want to eat them?
The cheeses, no.
No? What about your bread?
Not bread!
That's right. You eat the bread because the bread's lumpy, isn't it?
Brum brum.
Brum brum.
Brum 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 brum.
Excuse me, pardon me. Has to keep blowing her nose, doesn't she? Are you enjoying playing with the train?
Mm-hmm. Big steps.
Oh, is the train going up some big steps? Are you taking it over the edge of the tablecloth? Is that what's happening? What's going on, Thomas?
Just nice.
Oh, is the choo-choo having some bread and jam?
Yes.
It could be very sticky when it's finished eating that, won't it?
Yes.
Very sticky. Just going to wipe the table and chairs through that. I think Mummy's got to do some more ironing later on. Perhaps when we come back from the shops. If it's still sunny, Mummy might put the ironing board on the patio. You could play in your sandpit, couldn't you? You could play in your sandpit and I could watch you. Because if you were playing in your sandpit, you wouldn't be running around. So you wouldn't be banging into the iron. And it means Mummy would be standing right over you.
Two boxes! Two boxes! White boxes!
White boxes? Where's a white box?
Oh, in a rock door! And yellow boxes.
Yellow boxes?
A red dot, a man. Yellow boxes.
So has a man put something through the letterbox? You usually call the post box, the letterbox, a yellow box because it's gold coloured, isn't it?
And more boxes. More boxes.
More boxes.
More boxes.
I can't see what you're looking at. There you are. Did you enjoy the bread? You've eaten it, haven't you?
More bread.
Well, there's some bread there with jam on. You want a jam on a piece?
Yes. A big jam.
Big jam is nice. What colour's the jam?
Pinky.
Is it red? Red jam. I think it's plum jam.
Plum jam.
Plum jam.
Oh, boxes and tissues.
Yes.
Toys. But
it's your toy box you can see, can't you? Well, I'm just giving it a wipe down. We used it the other day, didn't we, in the kitchen? We emptied the water up, but I think the Teletubby bubbles are a very dark blue colour, and I think some of the bubbles must have splashed on the outside of the box. I was just giving it a quick wipe down. We know it's nice and clean inside because we had it full of water, didn't we? Have you got two trains and one on top of the other? It's quite clever, isn't it?
Sorry.
Oh, I've just seen your yellow juice, Thomas, that you dropped earlier on. It's behind the rocking chair. Your wellies and your jellies.
Shoes.
Your shoes, that's right. And here's your other shoes. Your proper shoes. Because the jellies are very open, aren't they? They're nice for playing in the garden and in the sandpit. But if we're going anywhere like this morning when we went to church, you put your proper shoes on, didn't you? They look a little bit scuffed. I think we're going to have to iron them. Not iron them, what am I talking about? Polish them.
What's a dead end then?
Well, I think that's why I said ironing, because I'm just folding up some things that I washed yesterday that need ironing today. Daddy's shirt's one of them. But we need to polish your shoes as well, don't we? And you look a very smart boy. I think you can probably put your jellies on and keep them on this afternoon, though.
Nope.
We're only going out in the car, aren't we?
Yeah.
In Daddy's car.
Ta-da-ta.
Going to the shops. We're going to go to the shops, Thomas.
Yes.
The last time we went up to John Lewis, you were in the furniture department opening drawers, weren't you?
Yes.
And you got very upset because
yes.
In the dining room furniture section they had tables.
Lovely.
Set up with bowls of fruit, didn't they, for display. And I think you thought they were proper. Well, they were proper oranges and apples, but they were
proper to eat. I do a bang a drum time.
Bang a bang a drum time? What are you thinking about music class on Friday? Well, I was talking about the last time we went to the furniture department in John Lewis and you saw bowls of apples and oranges on the table.
No.
And you couldn't understand why you couldn't just go up and help yourself to some.
No.
Because we've always said you can eat fruit, haven't we?
No.
But the man said no, didn't he? Are you laughing? Is that what he said? I think he thought it was funny, didn't he?
Right.
I think the man found it funny that you wanted to eat the apples and oranges. At least he knows that people are looking at his display, doesn't he?
Yes.
Oh, those crisps sound nice and crunchy. Crunchy, crunchy crisps.
Crunchy crisps.
Crispy, crunchy crisps. another nice day, Thomas, isn't it? We've been out in the sun quite a bit today because we walked to church, didn't we, with a pushchair?
Yes.
And then on the way back...
I'll be stuck.
Oh, what, darling? And then on the way back, we had to drop those magazines off.
Oh, gosh.
At the flats, didn't we, where the old people are? Do you remember riding up in the lift? Did you ride up in the lift? And you were pressing some of the buttons, weren't you? Yes?
Ring! Beep bop! Ring! Ring!
What are you doing?
Dance! Ring!
You're shaking your hand. What are you doing?
Ring!
What are you doing?
Ring!
Oh, is that what the lift did? Did it go bing, bing, bing?
Ring!
That's right, you're going bing, 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 and you're holding something to your ear, aren't you? Well, I think that's when we were trying to get into the flats, we had to ring some bells, didn't we, and buzzers.
No!
So, you finish your lunch?
Da, da.
All right, until somebody let us in, didn't we?
Da, da. Da, da. Da, da. Da, da. Da, da. Da.
A door?
Bing bong ding ding.
Bing bong ding a ling ling. Is that what the door on the lift said?
What's that doing?
What's what doing?
Oh, a da. But ding.
Is that what you want? Well, that's your little toy house, isn't it? Oh, I see. I think it's talking about the lift that reminded you, though, because that had a bell, didn't it?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, a big brown bear.
A big brown bear. Can you see the pictures of the big brown bear having a picnic?
Yes.
You were pretending to go camping with Daddy, weren't you?
Hello?
Last night.
Hello?
Yes. Bing-a-bing-a-bing. What did you do last night? Were you in the garden with Daddy?
Hello?
And you were eating apple and drinking juice on a rug.
Hello?
Having a picnic.
Hello?
Yeah. You're ringing the bell. Does that sound like the bell in the lift yesterday? Oh, not yesterday, earlier on. And the door's closed and it went bing bing.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, that's a lovely song, that's a bell. And you heard the church bells, didn't you?
Hello? Yeah.
What do the church bells sound like?
Bing bong, bing bong.
Bing bong, bing bong.
Hello? Yes.
Oh, you like the sound of that bell.
Hello?
That little house was a present for your first birthday. And it's been in the toy box. And you used to play with it a lot, but recently you haven't looked at it. And when we had the toy box out the other day to use it in the kitchen for holding water, you rediscovered this little house and you've never put it down since, have you?
Lemon? Yeah. The red door!
A white one, they're red doors, aren't they?
Lemon?
Yeah, they're red doors here, look. And what Lemon? Happens here? That's the owl and the moon. What's the owl say?
Lemon?
Do-do-do! You press it and what do you get? The cockerel and the sun. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Yes. It's so lovely, isn't it?
Lily?
Yes, you like ringing the bell best of all. You enjoy ringing the bell, don't you? Well, you're making lots of noise, aren't you? You sound like Linda and Brian's birds next door.
Yes.
We can hear them playing on the bat with the bell, can't we?
Not a bat.
You knocking on the door?
No.
Is there anybody there?
No.
Hello.
No.
Well, I think if you open those red doors and peer inside, you will see somebody there.
No.
There's nobody there, but if you look inside, it's a mirror.
Yeah.
So you look inside and you'll find somebody there, won't you?
Oh. And then, this is Josh.